Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Everybody loves a practical joker. At least that's what Philip Ray Hornell thought. Hornell, a sheep shearer in New Zealand, thought he'd play a little joke on his neighbor. Hornell had been drinking with friends when he decided to herd some sheep into a neighbor's house. But that neighbor didn't think it was so funny. Hornell was convicted on willful damage charges with evidence that the homeowner had to replace carpeting in four rooms. The judge said it was about time Hornell grew up and understood the consequences of his action. Hornell was ordered to pay $795 in reparation and $130 in court costs. It's worth noting that 2 weeks earlier, Hornell was ordered to pay $9 in reparation for stealing six pies from a discount store.
I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Poor Judy, she's a little sick today. A little bit nasally.
I'm just spacey. Yeah, I do.
So
yeah.
You can expect we'll all have it next week.
But I'll be feeling better then.
You'll have to That'll
take,
be good.
Take care of all of us.
Oh, no.
Tammy, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I've got a story that's kind of hard to take, but it has a really great ending. There are some dogs that are here in the United States, and they're going to their new homes, and that's the fun part. They were rescued from ending up on somebody's dinner plate.
You got to love that. I can't believe people are still eating dogs.
But I like dogs. Yeah.
They actually were on a farm where they raised dogs for that exact purpose, if you can believe that.
Unbelievable. Wow. No, I can't believe
that. But they're safe. They're safe, and they're getting new homes. And it's just the first of many, let's hope.
Okay, that's a great story that's on the way. Also this hour, we're talking to Pamela. She makes roadkill clothing and sells it for about $1,000
a piece. People wear it.
Yeah. Which is strange.
I got to check this out.
Yeah, here, check this picture out.
That's something.
Let's see. We're going to go back to the phones toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Facebook page this week, head on over. Wednesday in particular is when we do the Wacky Wednesday. And we ask you to upload all your wacky pet pictures. And that's when I'll spend the entire afternoon looking at pictures and videos and all kinds of fun stuff over there at Facebook. And then depending on how many likes you get on your picture, the one with the most shares and most likes, you pick up on one of these great prizes from one of our sponsors.
From Central Garden, we have some Avoderm.
Is this the first time you read this? I'm just going to...
No, it's not. I just was lost. I'm sorry, Hal. I told you I'm a little bit spacey today.
Medication?
Yeah, a little bit of medication. Yes, you get some cat food and dog food, and then you get a can of their grain-free beef and potato stew recipe, wet dog food.
Okay, so if you want to pick up on that, be sure to upload your Wacky Wednesday pictures over at the Facebook page. And if you don't have wacky pictures of your pets, we'll take some. Or you just head on over and vote for the wacky pictures that are over there at Facebook. Let's head to the phones, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 right now. Hi, Randy.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. What's going on with your corgi?
Well, I was out walking Bridget the other day, and a fella came up and started talking to me about the herding class dogs. And he said that I should be aware that there is a gene mutation called the MDR1 gene mutation. And I was wondering if Dr. Debbie would know anything about that.
Yeah, certainly. And it is a type of genetic problem that we do see primarily in the herding breeds. And I don't believe that the corgi is actually one of the breeds that we've seen this in. But it does surprisingly show up in mixed breeds. So it is something for people to be aware of. The MDR1 gene is basically a mutation in a gene that helps to process different drugs and to kind of excrete them out of the brain area. When they don't have this proper gene in action, we can see drug toxicities causing neurologic problems and, in worst-case scenarios, even death. Australian shepherds, border collies, there are even some German shepherds that have this type of gene, Shelties, all of the kind of herding breeds. And I do know that there was a little hubbub going around in the corgi breed before with concerns that they had this, and it really hasn't been documented. The lab that tests for this gene is actually Washington State, and even on their website they have a list of different breeds that this has been found in, and corgi is certainly not on that list at this time. But it is, like I said, it's important for all pet owners to really be aware of, because when you prescribe drugs, you know, you want to do things safely. So we want to make sure that we know that there's certain drugs that some pets cannot tolerate. And the drugs we kind of talk about with this MDR1 gene tend to be things like ivermectin, which is a very common heartworm medication. It's also used to treat problems like skin mites and some other kind of skin conditions. So it's usually not a problem for the heartworm dose of the ivermectin, but more so for the mite problems. But other things like sedatives, Imodium is a problem for these breeds. So it's pretty widespread. And in fact, I think 3 out of 4 collies have this mutant gene. So it is something to be aware of and have screened for. Now, were you having concerns with your corgi in particular, or are you just kind of checking the hype that was going around the dog park?
I was just checking the hype at the dog park, because it just, you know, he came up with that, and I'm going, well, he said ivermectin. I go, well, that's exactly what Bridget is on, is an ivermectin-based stuff, and he said, be very careful with that. And I'm going, holy cow, you know, maybe I should go ahead and get her tested.
Yeah. Now, in even some of the different resources, these labs that test for this gene, it has been extensively tested. And the doses that are used in the regular monthly heartworm preventatives of ivermectin are not a problem for the herding breeds, even those with this gene. So it's not something to create mass panic about, but to be aware of, because, you know, I've had dogs, German Shepherds, where I've put them under for anesthesia, and boy, they wouldn't wake up at the end of the day. And they were very excessively sedated. And there are some tranquilizers that we use for anesthesia that it would have been great to know that this dog had this gene, so I could have altered the dosage of this and let that doggy, you know, not sleep over in the hospital that night and be able to walk home easily. It is something to really be aware of. But I think you're probably okay, you know. But share that certainly with your friends that have herding breeds or mixed breeds. You know, and this might be a great reason why we do genetic testing. Find out what breed your dog is, because this is a condition that if your dog is a mixed breed herding breed, you know, we really ought to be testing for this, especially before we use certain drugs. So. Thank you so much for your call, Randy. That brings up a very great point that a lot of people really just need to hear about. So we appreciate your call. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio at 1-866-405-8405.